Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chemically Inconvenient, episode number six.
Five.
Episode number five. Sorry. That was my bad. I've been drinking. No, I'm just kidding. I am Dilly underscore Willy underscore on Twitter. My brother from the same mother slash creator slash host slash uptight degenerate sitting across from me is at Cole Samuelson. How you doing?
We're above
Anyways,
ground.
today is Thursday, February 29th, 2018. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's dig right in, Cole. Our podcast today, our wonderful podcast, is brought to you by livelaughlove.gov. I'm sure you guys have seen that before. I love Live, Laugh, Love. You know, you see it everywhere. Strong following on Pinterest by white girls, over a billion items at Target and Hobby Lobby. There's no way you haven't seen Live, Laugh, Love just crammed down your gullet somewhere. It's brought to you by the website from the creators that bring you pumpkin spice things every October and the director of Mean Girls. That's just a little back history. I didn't know if you knew that. Anyways, and they bring you the picture labeled Live, Laugh, Love. Because how else are you going to decorate your revolting yet minuscule two-bedroom apartment? Wait a tick. I know. A picture saying Live, Laugh, Love in the kitchen. That'll cover up the smell of crippling depression and 40 years of student loans. Live, Laugh, Love for a false sense of craftiness.
I am actually a member. Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, I have two of them in my kitchen.
With my $100,000 worth of student debt, so.
I have two pictures in my kitchen that say Live, Laugh, Love, and they're side by side. Got them at the Great Knickknacks at Target. hey, I'm a big fan. We, all of us here are, chemically inconvenient.
You a big fan of the pumpkin spice stuff?
Oh, yeah, no.
Me neither.
No.
I never really got that.
I tried.
I don't even really like pumpkin.
I tried a pumpkin spice beer one time, and I'm pretty sure an angel lost its wings that day.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the pumpkin stuff.
Yeah, it's gross.
I'm not even a fan of pumpkin pie unless there's about a pound of whipped cream on it.
Yeah, that's the only way to eat it. That it's like you kind of have to sometimes.
The only thing I do like is it's called pumpkin bliss cake or something like that. But it's like. Cream cheese. It's basically cream cheese.
Thing. Cream cheese frosting is good. You slather that on an old boot. It's like the old Guy Fieri trick.
All right, tonight we're drinking, I can never say this damn thing
Deschutes.
Right. Is it Deschutes?
It's Deschutes.
Deschutes Red Chair NWPA.
Which is a Northwestern pale ale.
Let's see. What's the alcohol content on this bad boy?
I hope it's like 1,000.
6.2. Okay. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I went first last time. Dylan, you go first.
All right, I'm tasting it right now. Wow. That's pleasant.
Like we know what the F we're talking about.
No, listen. It's got nice undertones of citrus and Northwestern ale. You know what? I don't know. What's the grading scale?
Do you know what the grading scale is?
Okay.
Asshole.
I'll give it a B with a smiley face in red ink next to it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll give it a B plus.
Okay.
Solid beer.
Yeah, I can't wait to drink like six of these tonight.
Oh boy. Let's see. Let's recap the week. Anything special?
No, I went golfing Sunday.
Yes.
Got my stroke back.
Without any practice rounds.
I am back. I played twice this year before Sunday.
So how'd you play? Where'd you play?
Got my stroke Carthage.
Okay.
Shot me a 40 on the front. Then we played the front again and shot like a 43.
Dang, son.
Yeah. Yeah. I was rolling them in.
Were you?
Yeah. That's about it, Del. What about you?
A lot has happened this week, ladies and gentlemen. I figured out that, actually today, found out that my wife's being induced on Friday.
Baby,
thank God.
Baby watch, 2K18 is still on.
But now we know, which makes me happy. I about lost my shit on the doctor, but I didn't.
Okay. Is he Asian?
No, it's a lady.
That's where you went wrong. Should be an Asian lady.
I about pulled a Mike Sampson, do you know who the F you're talking to moments, yeah, but I didn't.
That's never really worked for us.
Let's see. Watched the UFC fight Saturday, which was cool. Watched two movies that are highly underrated.
Ooh.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
That's Wrong Kid
Dad. Wrong Kid Dad.
That's actually just a great movie.
And The Goods.
Buy Hard, Sell
Yes!
Hard.
Hilarious movie.
Okay. That movie's highly underrated. For and a quick cameo of Will Ferrell, too.
Yes, and it's Adam McKay, so it's him and Will Ferrell, the guys that did all the classics. Anchorman, all that stuff. They also did The Other Guys with Will Ferrell. Wahlberg, also underrated.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. The Goods is... You watch a lot of movies this weekend. The Goods is...
Dude, I've been off work.
Oh, yeah.
So all I've been doing is working out, and my diet has gone off the rails.
You're sliding off the rails a little bit.
And you know what? I've forgot how phenomenal it is because I haven't had it in forever.
Been eating a lot of chimichangas.
No. Cereal.
Oh, yeah. I could sit down and eat a box of Captain Crunch.
Oh, my God. I haven't had cereal in... I can't even remember. And I sat down... Let's see. Tonight's Wednesday. Sat down Sunday night. I had three bowls of... They make Oreo cereal.
Since when?
I don't know. We have it, though, and it's amazing.
I need to get that.
Dude.
You know, the single life, sometimes I cry myself to sleep.
To what? To sleep?
I cry myself to sleep eating cereal. Let me just take another drink here.
He said like a three-year-old, Mom, I want to go to sleep.
I cry myself to sleep eating sweet wheel.
Sweet wheel? It won't share with.
But Papa,
I want a good one. What else? Oh, this is scary. So, local high school got threatened to get shot up.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Yeah, our receptionist had to go get her kid from school.
Yeah. So they caught the kid that made Instagram handle school shooter 2018 was his handle.
Well, that's, I mean, I don't want to say and a then, joke about that. That's
anyway,
a
yeah,
taste.
Anyway. So,
but if you're going to do so, it, that's a bad handle.
Monday, when it was supposed to go down, but they caught the kid. Anyway, it's supposed to go down Monday. Wife drops the kids off at elementary school. She gets a phone call half an hour later saying, where's our daughter? Wife goes, what do you mean? I dropped her off. Like, well, they count her absent. And my wife goes, well, did you go down there and check? Well, no. And my wife's go, well, go down there and check and call me. So she tells me this. We're waiting around for an hour. I'm about ready to lose my mind. Like, go, you know, red alert, scorched earth.
Ugh.
Right? So finally, my wife, BA, as I call her, calls. She's like, well, so what's going on? And she goes, what do you mean? Like, you called me. Did you check? Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
Really?
Anything.
So ended up, it was a substitute. Didn't check her off. She's in class. So, yeah.
It's getting crazy out here.
So that's a little scary.
What a weird handle, though.
Right? Scary stuff. Anyway, enough of that. Anything else to add before we get into some questions?
No, let's dive in.
Dive in? We going straight in?
I'm sick of the small talk. Let's get into this.
All right. Question number one for the people's champ.
Okay.
Toilet paper. Over or under?
Okay, there's only one. It's over.
It's thank you.
Under?
Thank you. You're a psychopath.
Listen.
You want to work harder to get your toilet paper?
Yeah, and you can't cut it off. You don't know, like, you know when you, like, rip it off of there? You don't know if you're getting three tiles or two. Who does that? You tell me of one person who does that.
Brittany used to when we first started dating, and we had a sit down.
No, that's a deal breaker.
We had a sit down conversation. And
get it? A sit down.
Yep. Bazinga. And I go, listen, it's over. She goes, what difference does it make?
It's simple.
I go,
it's so simple.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I just don't get if someone could tweet us and tell us the psychology of going under.
That's a good point. My thought process is this, like, I want to be as relaxed as not have to work at all when I'm on the pot.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you want a nice, calm environment. You don't want to do too much work.
Listen to Seal, you know, get that.
The artist?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah. Just get Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
It's a good pooping song.
Come on.
People forget
that's
that.
A great song.
People forget that. It's a great pooping
song. Batman Forever, but that's another discussion.
No, but I'll bring this up. I had this discussion the other day. I was talking to some young whippersnappers. They don't remember going to the bathroom without a cell phone. Okay, but I had to explain to them. I used to read the back of our shampoo. Because you had to read something. Yes. You get bored in there.
Yes.
And, like, people, you, like...
You bring the... That's when you read the newspaper.
Like, 3-4 years younger, like... Never went through people's magazines.
Sports Illustrated.
Good Housekeeping. People forget about that. I used to, like, if I didn't have anything to read, I'd literally read the back of shampoo box.
But that's when you read the newspaper back in the day.
Yeah, I read magazines. So, same thing. But that, see, isn't that weird?
That's a good point.
Yeah. But, like, now I can't imagine
now
going
in the
bathroom.
Now, how old were these
kids? They're like 3 years younger than me.
Yeah, we've said it before. Me and you are like right on that cusp.
It's a weird thing.
I thought about this the other day.
I call us Oregon Trail Millennials.
Oh, hashtag.
Because we played Oregon Trail. We were like the last kids that got to play Oregon Trail.
That was a great, great game.
Yeah.
That taught you about life.
Yeah, well, it taught you about dying in fifth
grade.
We
all died.
Yeah, everyone.
You want to take the risk and go through the pass? Yes. You're dead.
Yeah, we all died. Everyone died in my class, which was, it's a harsh for fifth graders to figure out. Anywho, go, next question.
No, I was going to say something. Oh, think about this. You're in my lifetime, so I'm 30, you're 28, 27. 27.
27, put going on 35,
going on,
something like that.
No, more like going on 15. But anyway.
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah. So, but we'll say 30 years. In that span of time, we've gone from, if you wanted to record anything, you had those monstrous shoulder recorders that record black and white on VHS.
Actually recorded with VHS tapes.
Yes.
I want people to
in
realize
in black
that.
And white.
Yeah.
Now, in those 30 years, we've gone from that to having everything you need, and I mean everything, on a handheld cell phone. In 30 years, Dylan.
Yeah.
You've gone from that to that.
Yeah. Hopefully in the next 30 years, they can figure out how you can still play YouTube videos without being on actual YouTube. That would be really helpful.
Okay, next question. I want your thoughts, comments, ideas on the argument on should young kids on up into high school play multiple sports or specialize?
So back in, well, I guess I would say like when we, you know, I hate to talk about high school, but back when we were in it, there's, if you were like one of few of the best athletes, you could play all three, which would be baseball, basketball, and football, right? Mm-hmm. If you were a really good athlete.
Wrestling.
Well, wrestling too, you know, that you can throw that in there. But, now, I would say now, if I had a kid, I would like let him play whatever, and then, you know, when he gets older, be like, all right, you know, like, which one do you like the best? Let's focus on that.
When would you make that switch, though?
I don't know. It depends. I mean, I guess if he's good at all three of them, you just let him go. But, I mean, I guess, and no one really thought about, it was all, like, kind of raw talent back in the day, and now it's like you kind of specialize. So
I would agree with you on the. I'll add this because I see it as a physical therapist. I see it all the time, and I read up a bunch of it on it now. It went through. You played everything, all the time, and then back when I would say when I was in junior high, so when me and you were coming up, it was wave of you specialize.
It was starting.
You specialize to get the scholarship.
Well, it was starting
now,
to get to that point. Yeah.
Now, with the amount of research coming out and like all these kids having like severe overuse injuries, you know, injuries you see when you're like 30, 40, and they're getting them when they're like 16, 17. Now the push, and it's proven, you don't specialize. You play 2 to 3 sports.
Well, that's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yes. That's the big push nowadays. And I even read an article that D1 football programs aren't giving out like big-time scholarships unless the athlete plays 2 sports.
That's insane. That is crazy.
How's that crazy?
I didn't know that. Thought now it's like you have your kid play baseball all year round.
No.
And he's a pitcher, and then he goes and pitches for Duke or something.
No, not anymore. I would say within the last 4 years, it shifted to you play multiple sports because it decreases your risk of injury. It still keeps them moving. And then, like, I had a discussion with a parent 2 months ago because they were wanting their softball girl to play on three teams in the summer. I go, she's gonna trash her arm.
She's gonna
trash her arm. I see it all the time. And I'm like, no, she's a great athlete. She's always going to be athletic. No matter what. So
it makes sense.
If you play in multiple sports, you're building even more athleticism because you're doing even more stuff.
You know what I'm going to do? If I ever have a kid, which is highly unlikely.
No, you're going to have about 2 or 3 girls.
Yeah, you know what?
I know this for a fact. God has a sense of humor. He's gonna give you 2 or 3 of them.
Okay, God or
don't.
God is a woman, so she.
That's fine.
Okay, she's a gypsy woman. She's a gypsy woman that lives in a trailer and chain smokes cigs all day.
That's fine.
Okay.
So
an Asian gypsy woman. But anyways, if she smites me, which is fine, I would say the universe might smite me for the things that I've done. But if it smites me and I have 3 girls, if I have three girls and they're all triplets, okay?
Would be funny.
I'm going to make it, see, like, this is my, I'm going to grow up on a golf course, so I'll play golf. You don't have to worry about it. You know what I mean? It's not, like, demanding. It's a nice sport. I can drink with them when they
get scholarships
done.
For it.
Boom, scholarships or like some crazy.
And how fun would that be going to your girls?
Oh yeah, driving a golf cart and chain like drinking beers all day. Sign me up.
Heck yeah, I'm all for that.
There you go. I'm a genius. Next question.
What are your thoughts on the current college basketball investigation? All that stuff.
Okay. So here's how it is. Well, let me break this down for you.
Given that you're an extremely good basketball player back in the day.
I wouldn't say that. I had like moments of greatness. I also was I was awful at some times. Very selfish on the court. This is how it is. People like live in denial that their team doesn't cheat. Okay. There's cheating. Can we agree on this fact? There's cheating across the board on 215 Division 1A teams. Division 1 teams.
Would you say
there's cheating across the board
of some sort?
Yes. I'm just saying cheating, they're doing something against the rules.
As Joe Rogan would say, there's levels to it.
That's my point.
Yes.
Is now the higher you climb the ladder, okay? The sketchier things get, the more money. Like there's players that are in the NBA that say like they got offered. Nate Robinson got offered $100,000. There's some guys that got offered like that much money. So it's just like what level do you say is crossing the line, right?
Good point.
Do you think? Now, I think the players, they should get paid. So
if
alum is paying them, I don't really care. That means nothing to me. And the study, FBI studies on the Duke players saying that there's like 3 or 4 students that never went to one class. Ever.
Oh.
So if that's where you cross the line, then that's what you're gonna have problems with. I don't have problems with any of it. If you're that good, don't go to class. Go to all the parties. Screw all the cheerleaders. Get out of there. Go get paid in the NBA. It doesn't bother me at all. But do I want to see some teams go down? Yes, I want to see Duke go down. I want to see all.
That's a good point.
I want to see Kentucky go down. But I mean, that's just my thought. Do I think any of it's cheating? No. Is it some of it sketchy? Yes. Do I want to see Coach K go down and not be like this angel on top that's floating above the rest of us? Yeah, I want to see him like. So
I have. I agree with 100% of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Especially with me, like I said, I was a student trainer for the basketball team, K-State, baseball team, and football team. I've seen what those kids go through. I've seen how hard they work for a university.
Unreal.
And they don't get shit.
Oh, wait, Cole, wait.
Their college is being paid for. I don't care.
And
you know how much the college is getting paid because of them?
That's the thing is like, it is free labor. I mean, it's free labor. Like,
yeah.
Can we not? That's people shy away from it.
I want to see the numbers that year we had Michael Beasley,
Bill Walker,
Jake Pullen, and beat KU. Went to
with was that with Huggy Bear or Frank Martin?
No, that was Mr. Frank's first year.
Oh yeah.
Tell me how much the university didn't make that year.
Well, yeah.
You tell me.
It's a lot, but that's the argument is, I guess we could go into a whole nother argument about like if you're gonna pay one, you gotta pay them all, which I don't agree with at all. But the thing is that they should let them go straight from high school to the pros if they're that good, so they can get paid, right? Mm-hmm. Or they should pay the top tier guys. I mean, that's you have to. That's where I'm at with it, but. You know, to each their own. People think that it's enough for them to go to school for free and get like two awful meals a day and pay for their books. I think that's like slavery. But
now, I will say this. Just because I'm a nerd. I mean, they set every, at least at K-State, they set every collegiate athlete, even if you're a scout team guy. They set you up that it's kind of hard not to at least skate by and pass and make the minimum required. They give you every opportunity, as in a tutor going, this is what you need to do today.
They had I think it was like Seton Hall is big. The FBI is really big into them.
Seton Hall?
Yeah, Seton Hall. Because they had players that like their tutors with quotes would like go to class for them, take their tests for them.
See,
so like there is like players that like just like the Duke thing that they're in race never went to class.
See, you can say what you want,
which I'm okay with that too.
I mean,
I would have been doing that.
South Carolina's getting banged. Did you see that
with our boy
Frank? I'll tell you this. Frank can do no wrong in my eyes, because the coach. If the players did not show up for practice, class, guess what their punishment was?
Run till you puke.
They were in the indoor football facility flipping tires till you puke.
That's not, yeah.
So they, even Michael Beasley, he had to go to class. And like I said, they set up to where it's kind of hard not to make grades.
Yeah. That
but
makes sense.
They make him go to class. They make him wake up, go to class. All right.
Next question.
We got two more done. Like I told you before the podcast, we're going deep tonight.
We're hitting them deep. Mark McGuire, steroid year deep. Big Mac
tree
land.
Trunk, forearm, Mark McGuire.
Big Mac land deep.
Democrat, Republican.
Okay. Okay. So you just want to piss everyone off. That. Like, we have
4.5 listeners.
We have, like, 80 listens an episode. Wait, I don't even know. That's a made-up number. But
30 listens.
Don't tell them. We have, like, 150 listens an episode, guys. So you just want me to piss them all off. Do you want me to... I'm going to lie. Okay, here we go. I'm lying. But this is what I'll say. I would say that I vote Republican based on financially, okay? But I have a lot... I lean the other way on a lot of issues.
I agree with you on that.
A ton of issues. A lot of issues. Okay. Most everything else, probably. So, besides that one reason. Again, I don't know why we're talking about this. I guess, you know what? Screw the listeners. We don't give a shit. What do you think?
You know what I am.
Yeah, you're like hardcore. You gotta float the other way on some things.
I would say I'm pretty conservative, but I'm not like that hick in the backwoods, F everybody, give me my Rambo gun and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you have a forwards camel.
I always say
hat on. Camel hat on.
Yeah,
right now.
This hat is sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
My thought process always, I'm old school. You fight fire with fire. You be more aggressive than the aggressor.
Okay, but can I ask
you this? Don't tell me what to do. Don't mess with me.
Yeah, but see, I agree with that. Like,
and
you know, it seems okay.
And the same thing is you know, Dad always said, like, he always would go off on the Democrats, but he, at the end of the day, he always said, you know, let me do my thing and don't mess with me. Don't take my money.
That's the big, well, yeah, that's the harsh thing that I don't like. Taxes, that's always a big deal.
Yeah.
But let me put it to you like this, okay? Do you agree if it's like, if you're doing something, okay, doesn't harm anybody and you enjoy it, you think people should be left alone?
Totally fine with that.
Okay.
Totally fine.
Well, then you're like, I mean, that's, you kind of float the other way on like, some of the big issues. You're like, that's not a way of thinking on the far left, I would say.
You mean the far right?
The far right. That's, yeah.
Well, yeah, the far right. Well, see, and that's the thing with, like, you have...
But see, that's...
Because the reason why I asked is because I've been, with me being not working and having a crap load of free time, guess what I'm doing? Scrolling through Twitter and getting real pissed off.
Oh, yeah. See, first off, you know, I clean my Twitter out. See, I have it to where it's like 80% weird Twitter and then 20%
Dude,
my friends.
I went off, so, and even my wife was like, you gotta freaking cool it. I'm gonna put you on a cap.
Cool.
I'm like,
listen.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, but that's what, see, you're feeding the trolls.
BA said the exact
you're
same thing.
Feeding.
She goes, Cole, you're part of the damn problem.
Yeah. Okay, half the people you're getting pissed off, they don't even believe in what they say. They just want to rise out of you. And guess what you're doing? Well, I don't think that's right. Yeah. Oh, I've got my shotgun and my camo hat. I'm going to come over there.
I'm like, dude, that's what you're... That's what they want.
I'm turning into Dad every day. And they're like behind a screen with like a melted Butterfinger, like typing back, like, this is what I want. This is what I like. Yeah. So that's your problem. But yeah, let's next question. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Anymore.
All right. Last question.
I'll literally lose all of my friends I've ever
okay,
had.
Last question. This, again, is going deep. Okay. But I truly want your thought coming from a non-child having bachelor.
Okay. I can't confirm that I'm not going to lie to you, but go ahead.
Should there be guns in schools, as in teachers getting the concealed carry or having armed security guards?
This is the episode we go down, but you know what? Cole, I'll go down right with you.
Okay.
Here's my thought on that.
Hey, people keep saying they want us to disagree on stuff. So.
Okay. My thought is there's no fix. So I think one of the problems, the thought process we have is there's a fix to this. No, there's crazy people, and for fuck's sake, Cole, listen, if a kid's going to want to shoot up a school, he's going to find a gun somewhere, he's going to go in there, and he's going to shoot his buddies and his peers, all right, but do I think the fix is no more assault rifles? That might have saved some people.
Define?
No, listen.
Oh, okay.
Will you listen to me?
Yes.
Do I think... the fix is a teacher with a gun. Well, maybe that brings more problems. Maybe with no more assault rifles brings more problems too. I think the problem is the way that we think about the way that America's reactive, right? So if something happens,
especially nowadays,
we have to have a solution right away. Trump's not going to have a solution. Obama, George Washington, no one would have had a solution to this. Okay, it happened. You take all the guns away, that's not gonna be a solution. You take ARs away, that's not a solution. You have a teachers with guns. I'm sure teachers are gonna start shooting other teachers for cheating on their husbands and wives in the break room because that happens all the time. So my point is, there's awful human beings, and if we could slow down and slow our roll and actually think about it, maybe we could come up with a solution for this. But if we react right away and we give teachers guns or we like no guns, both harsh realities is not going to fix this. Go ahead.
I would first like to say that might be the best thing I've heard in the last month.
Am I the only one that's thinking clearly about this stuff? I think about it all the time.
Now, okay. I'm going to try to make this short. I have two kids in elementary school. I got one coming on Friday. Do I know what it's like to lose one of them? No. I have no clue. So technically, what I'm about to say have any merit? Excuse my French. Fuck no.
We don't have any perspective.
We have no perspective.
But I like to talk when I don't have any perspective.
Now, with me saying that, my always thought process is you be proactive instead of reactive / restrictive. When in the course of history has being completely restrictive on things ever worked? Never. Prohibition didn't work. People just got more whatever.
Moonshine.
Yeah, you can go down the line. You know, I always thought you'd be proactive. You be more aggressive than the aggressor. You out-monster the monster. Now, my thought process is this. You have a teacher that wants to get trained. Now, here's the thing. I'm all for background checks. I'm all for, you know, you have to get a license to drive a car. You should get a license to buy a gun. Hell yeah. I'm all for that. But you sit there and tell me that I can't own an AR-15 that's a semi-automatic, that's just the exact same as one pull of a trigger, one bullet.
You can have a handgun with the same.
What difference would have been made if he would have walked in, pulled that fire alarm with 2 to 4 fully loaded handguns going double stack? In fact, that'd be even more than the AR-15. Again, you have to define what an assault weapon is. Again, you get a guy.
So you're saying no guns.
I'm saying this. I'm saying this.
Words around.
And again, it's the same thing as these flat earthers. You have no clue what you're talking about. Define a assault rifle / assault weapon. You get a Midwestern hick that's messed up to his eyeballs. Geared up to his teeth and knives. Tell me he ain't gonna kill some people.
Or like just a 2 chain shells and a same.
No kidding. Or how about lady? How about this? Don't an effing car.
Okay.
A car.
Yeah, but that you're not thinking clearly now. You're not getting off the point.
My problem is this. Put a security guard in schools, and if a teacher wants to get trained,
which they already do in a lot of schools,
yes,
by the way, and a metal detector in
most
schools,
which drives me nuts because the argument to that is, well, we don't want to spend the money on armed security guards and we don't want to put our children up to that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you want our children to be, you know, no, that argument has.
What if they have a gym bag full of treasure? It'll take them like 10 minutes to get into school.
Jeez, I mean.
Okay.
So to sum it up, my thing is this. I'll say this. Background checks, hell yeah. Licensing thing, hell yeah.
So you want to arm one teacher with the gun?
If they want to go through the steps to get educated, trained, blah blah blah, I'm all for it.
This is what I think we do.
I'm all for it.
I think we arm every teacher, no license, with flare guns.
Flare guns.
Just blind the kids. Some kids shooting up a library, they just blind them. Bunch of flare guns going off. Then they go in. You have some linebacker tackling. Game over. Flare. You know what? I'm tweeting that. Flare guns. Bunch of flare guns.
All in this section was saying, I talked to my wife about today, and she literally said, Cole, at the end of the day, no one gives a shit what we say. I'm like, you know what? You're right.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, I know that. Obviously, we knew this when we started it. And if they do, well, we lost a lot of them today.
Yep.
Sayonara. Hey,
but I do agree with you in the fact that there is no one clear solution.
That people are so like, this happened, we need a solution. Or this, where if you think like that, you are obviously absolutely screwed.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's.
Amen, Dylan.
What are you gonna do?
All right.
What?
Oh, tell you what. Let's take a quick break. So we got to do some refills.
To 10 seconds for station identification. Okay. Top three time?
Top three time.
Top three time. I think we're ready. That's good every time it plays.
Every time.
Should we play it again?
Nah, I'm just kidding. This week, it's going to blow your hair back. It's the top three 90s toys.
Oh, this is going to be tough because I have like
I did my research on this week. So.
Okay, well, I didn't have time to do research, so I'm just going to wing it. Snake draft.
Yes. Who went?
You go first.
Me first?
Yeah.
My number three is a sleeper.
So is I got one. I got one lined up.
Mine's a sleeper. Crash test dummies.
Oh, okay.
Give me some.
Wow. Okay. Now, should I explain crash test dummies? Because I'm sure like 80% of them don't.
Go ahead.
Yo, these things were awesome. They were like, how big were they? Like.
Well, you had the guys.
That's
figures.
What I mean. Is
and
the
then
guy.
You also had the car.
Okay.
And you had some other ones, and I had them all.
See, what I remember doing is I'd just take the guy and I'd just throw him against the wall.
Yeah.
And his limbs would fly.
They'd fly off, and they were easy to get back to. They weren't like it wasn't complicated.
Oh no! You just connect them back, and then you're like, you
and
throw
the
them
car
against-
I had is you'd ram it head first into anything. The driver would shoot up, and the car would like. Blow up,
dude!
How cool were they?
I remember playing.
Now
with those
here,
all
here's
the
thing:
time.
Why I call it a sleeper. I looked on like every, like top 10, top 50, you know, 90s toys. It wasn't on there.
I'm glad you have the luxury of doing that. But see, no, but seriously, Cole, I remember with playing with Crash Test Dummies all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. If any, I bet there's like one listener that's just like.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah, and we're like, oh, this is just wasted time.
Yeah, 30 people are gonna listen to this, and one's gonna go, that's awesome.
All right, my number three. Okay, if I can remember, this has to do with me and you. It's big sleeper.
Okay,
sock'em boppers.
No,
sock'em boppers.
Dude, we used to smack the shit out of each other.
So like, our dad got us sock'em boppers, and what they are is you blow them up. And you stick your fists into them. So
they were
like,
just air.
It was just air. It was like the olden days Hulk hands. It was just air.
Hulk hands was after.
Yeah, I know, but it was like the old.
Okay, gotcha.
So they were just.
First generation
Hulk hands. And you just had them. And then like me and Cole, we just beat the living crap out of each other.
The bad thing about that is if you hit hard enough, your hand would go through the air.
It would go through the air and actually connect.
Yeah.
So me and Cole are like, I don't know. 8 and 11 throwing haymakers at each other. And we thought it was fun until one of us got a bloody nose. So
haymakers as in we just overhand rights. Oh,
no, yeah, overhand rights, and every once in a while, a left to the gut.
Yeah, or maybe like a little, maybe even like a home run uppercut if we thought we were crafty.
Sock 'em boppers.
That's a great pick.
Go ahead.
All right, Dylan, you're number two.
Okay, number two. Again, this is gonna miss a lot of people, but Barrel of Monkeys. Remember Barrel of Monkeys in the mid-90s? It was so awesome. And guys, you know what it was? It was a barrel of monkeys. You take them out, they were little red guys, and you could hang them off like the edge of your desk, and you could hang them. They like go all the way down. Hard to explain. Probably a really bad radio, but Barrel of Monkeys. Go ahead.
Okay, mine is it's a trifecta that it was the first of its kind and led to like numerous upgrades, we'll put it that way. It's a trifecta.
Okay.
Nerf guns.
Okay.
Just came out, like rudimentary, would go like 4 feet, and
they never worked.
It was a semi-automatic. You pull one and one goes and you have to reload.
Oh yeah.
Nowadays, the Nerf guns nowadays, holy, holy hell.
I know, like me.
I mean, I get jealous of the Nerf guns nowadays.
We had single shooters.
Yeah. That, again, would go 5 feet.
Yeah, and like, they'd misfire.
Yeah.
Well, you'd shoot it twice, and there'd be a hole in the bullet, and then it'd just shoot air at the top. And you're
shooting
like...
shooting blanks.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like a vasectomy of Nerf guns. You're just shooting blanks all day.
That's right. Okay, that's the first of the trifecta. Number two of the trifecta, Super Soakers.
Oh, again, when we had them, yeah. It was just one tube with like a sniper deal at the top.
It was plastic, and it leaked all the damn time.
Oh yeah, and like again, it shot about as far as you could pee.
Yeah, and you'd have to pump it 20 times.
Oh yeah,
and then just
yeah. But again, they were cool. Like they were cool.
All right, Dylan, this is gonna blow your hair back. Number three, the trifecta, the original Game Boy.
How are you gonna bunch all these into your two?
It's trifecta.
Okay, yeah.
The big old honking green screen Game Boy. No. That you have to blow into.
No, I'm thinking of the Game Boy as in like no color black and white Game Boy. It's big and gray.
Yeah, but it was green screen. It was green, oh, it was green and black. Screen.
Okay, yeah, yeah. No, we both played with that.
Yeah.
You got one and we'd like...
We both got one that same year, same Christmas.
Yeah, I think I lost
And
mine.
I dominated Tetris for a whole summer. That's all I played.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, Game Boy was a big deal. Not even Game Boy Color yet. Talking Game Boy.
Game Boy, the original.
Oh, yeah, that was legit.
And it was the same thing as the Nintendo. You had to, like, blow into the little game and then the thing.
The cartridge and put it in there. Man, that brings back some good memories. Number one.
My number one, hands down, Ninja Turtles, no matter what. Action figures. I had the damn Ninja Turtle tent. I had the pizza thrower.
Oh,
I had
the pizza thrower.
I had every action figure. I had the blankie, the towel, the tent. I had it. If it was Ninja Turtle, I had
it. Oh, yeah. You had it all.
Number one.
I remember one Christmas, you got the pizza thrower. And I don't think you didn't open up a present for like another 3 hours.
No! And it was shooting.
Remember how loud it was?
I was rapid fire. No, ping, 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 ping!
Remember it was like a weed whacker? You'd start it and go.
Yeah.
And you like shot them? That's how like bad they were?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh.
Wait, quick before I go to my number one. Favorite Ninja Turtle? Donatello.
You like Donnie?
He's got two bamboo sticks. And like absolutely ruins
kids.
He's
got one bamboo stick.
He's got two. They go X's.
No. That's Michelangelo. He has two katanas.
No.
No. Donatello has one.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Michelangelo. He's a goddamn leader with katanas.
Okay. Well, I respect that.
Even start.
Because he's funny.
And
too.
I will bet. Bet. Donatello has one.
I bet he has two.
He does not have two.
Okay.
You don't want... I tell my son this all the time. You don't want to bet me. If I say bet, you don't want to bet me.
Okay.
I'm getting heated right now.
Okay.
What's your number one?
Bet. Number one. People forget about this. I remember it vividly. Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong's in my honorable mention.
Okay, remember when we had one and we were like, one day we woke up and you.
That is a solid number.
This one. Is what you told me. You said, Dylan, we're breaking the Stretch Armstrong. It was like the greatest goal of all. And I remember looking at you and like, I'm going to follow this kid till we die.
Till we die.
And I was like, okay. And we spent like 3 hours one morning stretching the Stretch Armstrong, trying to break it. You can't. I don't know what that thing was made out of, like the strongest Laffy Taffy of all time.
I remember it did break, but I think it was just because it was so damn old.
Yeah. I remember one time. Remember how I used to run away all the time? Yeah. This one time, okay, guys, Cole's like, I'm running away. And I was like, don't do it. This is how he runs away. He packs a bag. He packs his Game Boy, a Stretch Armstrong, and a blanket. And he runs away. And I go, you know what? In my mind at that time, I was like, this kid, he's got the essentials. I think he's going to make it in this world. That was all you had, though.
I mean, what more do I need?
That's all you really needed. Maybe some batteries.
I like it. I do have some honorable mentions. Me and you went through a big yo-yo phase.
Yo-yo was a 90s thing. Skip It. Remember the Skip It?
Legos, classic.
Kinect.
Bop It.
Bop It was a big 90s Bop thing. Remember Koosh Balls?
Koosh Balls. Remember Tamagotchi?
Oh, all Tamagotchi. I would ruin you.
And
what's Light Bright? Remember Light Brights?
Yes. My last honorable mention that could have made it into the top three, Big Wheels.
Oh,
we shredded the shit out of the Big Wheels.
I was
with that steep ass North Carolina driveway.
I was big pimping on Big Wheels.
Dude, we tore them Big Wheels.
Do you know
up.
What we forgot? Moon boots. Moon shoes. Remember those big trampoline shoe looking things?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
Okay, next question.
Shit. That's the top three, ladies and gentlemen.
Top three of the... Oh, I should have played it after.
We'll do that next week. You got a theory? Dylan theory of the week?
No, but I'll make one up.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, let me think of one really fast. Okay, here's one. I was talking to someone about this. You're gonna... Right when I say this sentence, you have to say agree or disagree.
Okay.
It's not stupid if it works.
Agree.
Okay. Let me set it up for you. The year's 2016, okay? One of my friends, diehard Chiefs fan, right? It was the year that, like, I think the Chiefs started 1-5, okay? I'm pretty sure it was 2016. Now, he called me after every game. And one day, it was after they went 1-5, he goes, Dylan, today, not getting dressed up for the game, not tailgating, I'm just making pancakes on my old family skillet, and I'm going to watch the game. Okay? Told me that, I'm like, yeah, I'm not coming over then, because I want to get hammered. Anyways, they win. Every game after that, he didn't do anything but cook pancakes on a skillet, on his old family skillet. They had it in his family for forever, right? They won 10 in a row. Remember that year?
I do.
Okay.
Vividly.
Win 10 in a row. Next up, Patriots. Guess what happens? He has a new girlfriend. She does some spring cleaning. Sees an old fucking nasty skillet. Pitches it.
Oh, no.
Okay. He calls me and goes, Dill, I need you to come over here. My girlfriend pitched my skillet. What are we going to do? The Chiefs are going to lose. Guess what happened, Cole? Chiefs lose to the Patriots. Now, I want you to tell me that the Chiefs weren't winning because of the family's lucky skillet. Go ahead.
Tell me they weren't?
Yeah. Tell me that the Chiefs were not winning because of a lucky skillet.
If it's stupid, it works.
If it's not stupid...
I can't disagree with that.
It's not stupid if it works.
In the words of... Again, another top three topic, baseball movies, Bull Durham, you don't fuck with a winning streak.
Which is, I would say Crash Davis.
Crash Davis.
Okay, Crash Davis says, don't F with a win streak. If you think you're winning because you're wearing women's underwear, then you are winning because you're wearing women's underwear, right? Mm-hmm. So it's
that's my theory. I love it.
It's not stupid if it works.
I love it.
So if it's in your mind, I guess it's like a superstition type of thing, but you know, that's
I love it.
That's it.
We're sports guys. So we got plenty of superstitions.
Oh yeah, big time.
Okay, Dylan.
Huge, big time.
We talked about this before the podcast. You don't have a quote tweet of the week, but I do.
Yeah, I was gonna say you go ahead. I'll surf for one right now, and
I have. I'm gonna run through three, and then I'm gonna get to my main one real quick because these hit home for me. Number one, from a gal on Twitter. That she posted this about 2 years ago, then she reposted it. And I quote, "If I see anyone open carry a gun, I'm pepper spraying them immediately, taking their gun and holding him there till the police arrive."
I think that's a little counterintuitive, but...
My main rebuttal with that to be is, try doing that in the Midwest and see what happens.
You know, maybe... Maybe she was drinking and tweeted out of context. Or maybe she's an idiot.
That's one of those where I looked at it and then put my head through a wall. Anyway.
I'm sure she's a nice lady.
Honorable mention number two from our young as shit great uncle.
Oh!
Bobby?
Good old Bobby.
On Twitter.
Shout out to Bobby O'Neill.
Bobby O'Neill.
If you're listening, hey.
Twitter handle at @BobO_54.
Great kid.
I just put crunch berries in a veggie shake, so my Sandy is about on the verge of non-existence.
Yeah, you butchered that, but it is a great tweet.
That's a great tweet.
I retweeted that right away. Great kid, by the way. He's probably, he's better than us.
He's a gem.
He's a good kid.
A gem. Good looking. Good strong kid. As strong
An
can
ox.
Be.
Yeah.
College athlete, which mean you cannot say we were.
I was a professional drinker.
Yeah. Honorable mention number two or three. I watched Boondock Saints this week.
First one's good.
Coming from Doc, the bartender that's old as shit and has Tourette's.
Yep.
Why don't you make like a tree and get the fuck out of here? You're supposed to say leave. All right. Times. But my number one. So, I went down a rabbit hole of watching professional bowling this week.
Sundays are for bowling, remember that.
If you guys don't know who Pete Weber is, look him up. He might be the biggest swinging dick badass of all time. Now, Dylan, I'm gonna set this up for you.
All
right. It's 2012.
Okay.
It's the U.S. Open of professional bowling. He's already won four. U.S. Opens. He's going number five for the record.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you've seen him. He's that guy that wears like the yellow sunglasses.
I know.
Got the power slick.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Talks shit. Does that suck it move when he makes a strike. So.
I actually know where this is going.
Yes. So,
go ahead.
So, 2012. He's the number four seed. He has to beat the number three, number two, to get into the championship with the number one seed. He's down on the number four seed, makes a strike, turns his head, walks over to the left-hand side of like the bleachers, points out a guy, and cusses him out. And the announcer's like, we don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, comes back, has to score a strike, and then in the 10th frame, scores a strike, wins. Number two seeds. Number two seed was that young guy that bowls two hands.
Two-handed. Yeah, he's like the new kid.
Jason Del Monte.
Mm-hmm.
Again, back and forth, is down, has to score a strike in the 10th frame. Bam! Scores it. Same thing happens in the middle of that round. He scores a strike, goes over, and is like, hey, buddy, it's called sportsmanship. And like, is just chewing on this guy in the stands. Final round. He's facing a young buck. Okay, the number one seed. All right? Has to come from behind. He makes three strikes to go into the 10th frame. Guy comes on. Guy makes three strikes in the 10th frame. So, to win, He has to make a 9 spare strike to win by 1.
Okay.
Or if he scores, if there's a strike, it's game over. Yeah. Rolls a 9. Hammers a spare. I mean, hits it dead center. And you know, he's talking shit, blah, blah. He has to make a strike to win by 1. He grabs his bowling ball, rolls it, does the walk-off.
Does he look at it?
Doesn't look at it.
You mother.
You know, like, backs it up, strike, loses his mind, does the...
Suck bam. It to back.
He goes, I fucking did it! I did it! Goes to the left side of the bleachers and says, Dylan, and I quote, who do you think you are? I am! Walks off. Tell me that's not the greatest thing you've ever heard in your entire life.
What an existential moment in his life. Who do you think you are? I am!
As in, who do you think you are? I'm the effing champ.
Dude, he's that old guy that's like, you ain't taking this from me.
Oh, God. And like, I would watch him, like, he would roll and then go to his seat and then like, just like slouch and like, go like, throw one leg over his, like, act like he didn't want to effing be there.
That
you want to talk about a true badass?
He's
that guy in the sport of bowling.
He's an alpha.
An alpha to a T.
He's the true alpha.
Now, Dylan, I that was my quote, and SportsCenter put that out, which is where I got it this week on Twitter. I say that because Justin Thomas.
Talk dirty to me.
Justin Thomas, who I was a fan.
I don't like him anymore.
Now, you can go eat it. You can go kick rocks.
You know what's weird?
Goes, swings, hits it. Guy yells, get in the bunker. He has them kicked out.
Okay, guys. So what he's saying is,
you have a choice as a professional athlete and a very, very, very upper echelon one. Do you pull that move, get him kicked out, which Pete Weber could have done, or do you sack up and say, F you, I'm winning this effing thing, and then win it?
I don't think it's even that parameters. I just think that, even bowling, you can root against somebody and it's okay. Why is golf the only sport that where you root against somebody and they kick you out?
Like, because it's golf. It pisses me off.
But isn't that weird?
It's stupid.
Like, name one sport where you can't root against somebody. Like, clearly, to their face. You can in every sport.
In every sport.
Yeah, as long as you don't, like, cuss at him or something. You can be like, missed his free throw.
And my thing is this. Justin Thomas had the perfect time
He
won the tournament. How great would it have been if he wouldn't have said anything, you know, won the tournament and then get on the mic and then call that guy out?
Well, it's
how great of a moment would that have been?
The guy probably had a bet with his buddy and needed him to lose. Now, like, it's not a big deal.
Now, to play devil's advocate, I guess they were chirping before.
Who cares? Who gives a, like,
Thunderbutt Jones?
Yeah.
I guess they were sure. Now I'll give Justin this. He came back on Twitter and said it was a stupid move. Because
his publicist told him to.
True.
Look, the guy is an idiot. He's fell from grace. I used to like him because he was a part of Smiley and Spee and Fowler and all those guys. Now in my mind, I'm gonna root against him every tournament, every single time. Root against him every time. I'm gonna root for Fowler. Spieth's down there, but whatever. I mean, I like Spieth, but not as much as Fowler.
You know, when you asked me who's my favorite golfer on episode 1,
uh-huh,
I said Ricky. You know who's my / other one? Hey. And it has been for years. Bubba.
Yeah.
I'm a big Bubba guy.
Did you see him try and open a car door and he looked like absolute... He looked like a girl that was like taking a picture for third grade and, like, tripped and then got embarrassed and walked away.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you own up to it?
Supreme talent.
I used to like him, but you ever seen those Twitter videos of him about, like, cussing his caddy out?
But he's even said, like, recently that he was a dick. He's admitted it.
He's like me. He knows he's a dick and an awful person. So, whatever. Hey, but shout out to Live, Laugh, Love. if you have one in your kitchen, you're an awful person, and I don't respect you whatsoever.
We'll see you guys next week. Blah!